grab the tissues because the Fab Five are back. Queer Eye on Netflix is a makeover show where five gay men with different areas of expertise try to change the life of one person, a person they refer to as a hero. It's based on the Bravo show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, but the Netflix series has moved beyond the original mandate. One hero this season is a woman named Tammy Hicks.
For everything you do for the community, yes. My gosh, you deserve some self-care.
And you're going to make me like a diva?
Oh, my gosh. You don't even
just like him.
Mama, you don't
diva.
Even know. You
diva.
Don't even know.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, so two of the cast, Anthony Perowski and Jonathan Van Ness, joined me from our studios in New York. And I asked Jonathan why he thinks people have been flocking to the show. He says it has something to do with the current political climate.
I call it, like, the British baking show effect.
Okay.
Like, because I watch this show, like, morning, noon, and night all the time. It's like my palate cleanser from the news. We just want to feel good about something. And I think that Queer Eye has a little bit of that magic.
So it's taking on tough issues head on, but doing it in a way that brings us together and lets us actually tackle stuff together.
And I think we don't do it in a pushy way. I mean, it's not something where we come in and we're like, we need to talk about your Trump banner on your front lawn.
Now, one thing you notice is that it's not just the heroes who show their vulnerability. So does the cast. And in Tammy Hicks' episode, Anthony reacted to hearing how Tammy initially disapproved of her son being gay because of her religion, but later came to terms with it.
She saw the individual. She saw the person that her son is, and she changed her mind. She says that it was a religious experience, but she made that choice. Not all parents do that.
And I asked Anthony what he meant.
That was really an episode where I think the tables were turned with Tammy. It was really switched, and I feel like she called us out on a lot of our stuff and really brought a lot of things to light. I'll kind of leave it as I've had a problematic relationship growing up with my parents. Things are a lot better right now, but it's definitely been a work in progress, and unconditional love from a parent is not something that I take for granted. And to see somebody like Tammy, who is so embedded in her religion, it's something that's very important to her, and was able to realize it wasn't the Bible, it wasn't religion. It was the way that she chose to look at her son being gay and how he was or wasn't accepted into the church. Whenever I see a parent showing unconditional love for their child, I have a very soft spot for all the moms out there.
Was there any discussion in the edit about, like, how much you wanted that to be in there? I mean, presumably
there, actually,
you know, your family would
consider this. Yeah, there was. With me, it's tricky because it's an opportunity to have people relate, but at the same time, I do want to try to maintain some kind of, like, privacy and respect for my family. Families are tricky. I come from a really dysfunctional one. I haven't shied away from saying that, but I still have love for every single one of them, and it's something that I think we're working on, and everyone's doing it in their own way, and it's something that I'm learning in an exponential way. It's this, like, the growth curve is very steep, but I'm kind of figuring it out, and yeah.
Last season, you guys made over a gay man, and this new season, two of your heroes, as you call them, are Queer Eye first, I think. One is a transgender man, another is a woman. Was it important to you guys to break the mold?
Yes. I think inclusivity and getting to spread the love as far and wide as possible was something that's, like, really important to us. Tammy's story especially, like, so much of what she struggles with, so many moms and women and men actually struggle with nurturing other people to a point where you lost sight of, like, taking care of yourself and equating self-care with selfishness. And so I was really excited for Tammy for that, because it's like that whole airplane adage, like, you got to put your little mask on first, because if your little mask isn't on, like, how are you going to help me get my mask on?
Then you can't help the children put their masks
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
So.
And so I'm, like, giving so much of yourself all the time, like, you won't have much left to give if you don't nurture yourself a little bit. And I think most of us want to do the best that we can. And I think that a lot of us struggle with people pleasing. I know I do. And so sometimes, you know, saying, like, no, I'm going to do this for myself is, like, very difficult.
Are you guys part of a cultural moment?
Yes, it does feel like we're having, like, a cultural moment. Being in a group of people that is, like, become known for helping people and, like, wanting to lift people up and, like, be kind and be loving. None of us are really saying that we're, like, all the way experts. Like, I think that we're just as much students and just as much learning as anyone else. And that is, like, such a fun opportunity to, like, say, like, hey, I've been doing this for a long time, but I don't know everything, but I'd like to, like, teach you what I know so far. And, like, let's go on this little journey together. And, like, that feels like a little cultural moment that's different.
Okay, I need you guys to be honest before I let you go. Do you really get along, the five of you, as well as it seems. I mean, you're like squeezed into a pickup truck, driving everywhere. Yeah. Really?
Well, okay. I'll get honest. Okay, I'm gonna get so honest right now.
You hate each other, is what you're about to tell me.
No. Actually, we really do love each other. I would say the only time when unequivocally, like the four of my little baby Cassidy's just really are like not here for, they're just not here for me. And when it's 7 a.m. or like 6:45 and I have had,
he's talking about me specifically because just gave me a little look.
And I've had my second venti, honey. Uh-huh. Sometimes I'll get a little bit vocal. I might start scream cry singing a little bit of Kelly Clarkson at 6:45 a.m. And I don't think that's asking too much for your friends to just listen to your Kelly Clarkson song and just let you have your moment. And
you just
and
wake
not,
up more quickly than I do, and it takes me time.
Not only do they shut me down, but they have the nerve to like jump like they're scared of my voice, because like if I'm right behind your head and start singing and you're not ready for it.
They as Anthony, it was one incident.
It happened one time
and
I'm not over it.
I was sitting in the front seat and he started busting out Kelly Clarkson, and I just did this thing with my shoulders where I like lifted them and I crunched a little.
Okay,
and he reminds me to this day.
And also, can I just tell you that it was that Hamilton remix of It's Quiet Uptown that I was singing, and
it was
gorgeous. It's so pretty.
It wasn't not gorgeous, but some of us.
I was
a little
on
more time
pitch,
to wake
honey.
Up.
But no, truthfully, we really do love each other, and it feels universal between the five of us. It's like no one's gonna say something about one of my brothers in front of me that like I don't like,
right.
And you know, not like in like a mean like diva way, but like this is my family, and like they're just my family, and we're really lucky for this.
What we do on the show is kind of what we do in real life. It's really like, it's all support, all positivity.
Unless it's 6:45 in the morning and I had like 3 coffees and the Hamilton mixtape is on and like in some
one time,
like, yeah.
Happened
it
one
just,
time.
It was just like, but for the most part, we're very much
just
love.
Once. It's just once.
It's good that you don't hold resentments. That's what I like about you.
Oh, guys, this has been really fun.
Thanks for having us.
Best of luck with the second season. Yeah, let's talk again sometime.
Yay. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Things keep getting
better. To members of the Queer Eye cast, Jonathan Van Ness and Anthony Porowski, season 2 is on Netflix right now.